The Power FM Brekkie Show.
You know something I think I cop at least once a week from somebody? And it kind of offends me a little bit because I know it means I look terrible. Oh, you look tired.
Yeah, I've heard it said. I don't know if I've heard it said to you, Jules, but I've heard it said to people. I've had it said to me, as a matter of fact. I remember when I used to work at Woolies, I'd do like the early starts, but I wasn't as sensible as I am now. I used to do the late night thing in an early start, so I would look like crap the next day.
Yeah.
But you don't need to say it. Don't bring it up.
People just go, oh, you look tired. I'm like, well, yeah, I am. I'm really knackered.
I get up at like 4:30 every morning.
Yep.
So an emotional intelligence expert, so a guy who basically looks into the things people say that may inintentionally or inadvertently hurt someone's feelings, and has sort of shone a light on four big phrases that people say a lot, Jules, that could potentially hurt feelings. And that's one of them, right at the top of the list, is the good old-fashioned, you look tired.
Yep. What else have we got on the list?
You look great for your age.
Oh, for your age.
It's like saying you're old as hell, but you still look all right.
Yeah.
It's like a backhanded compliment, isn't it? Here's another one. I don't get this one. I reckon I say this one all the time. I think I'm being polite when I say it. It's up to you. Apparently it's like saying I don't care.
Yeah, I can hear that. Like, what do you want for dinner? No, it's up to you.
Oh, but I don't say it with that tone.
See, that's the thing. That's the tone.
Yeah. Yep. It's up to you. Do you ever say that one?
Well, I think house is more casual. Like, yeah, whatever you want.
Yeah. See, in my mind, I'm putting the ball analysis court. I'm basically, I sort of am saying I don't care. But it's because I genuinely do not care what we have for dinner. I'll just eat whatever's on the table. While Alice was living in Wyala, I was eating gruel every night because I just couldn't be stuffed cooking. And I just wanted to fill my body with some kind of sustenance. So when I say it's up to you, I mean it.
Like, it is up to you.
You want the fourth one on the list?
Yeah.
This is my, please. This is a pet peeve of mine. I hate this one. It's a personal disfavorite, as I said before.
Oh, that one hurts.
Because it's like saying...
That's very frustrating.
Well, it's like saying, you're an idiot. I've already told you once. I don't need to tell you again. Why weren't you listening the first time?
Yeah.
As I said before. Like, you don't need to say that.
People in authority will use that one, I reckon.
You don't need to say it, though.
No, because like, it paints the other person as an idiot.
Like,
someone who doesn't listen, but they may have just missed it.
You can say, said before, without reiterating the fact that I said this before.
Yeah.
Anyway, those are the top four on Travis Bradbury, Emotional Intelligence Experts, pet peeve list. And I agree with all three but one. And I apologise if anyone has taken offence to all the times I may or may not have said, it's up to you. My apologies, Alice. I didn't realise it was such a hurtful thing to say.
Yeah, rein that in, please.
The Power FM Brekkie Show.